Is this George?
Yes, sir.
George, listen, are you the one that owns that Quayar Construction?
Yes,
with,
sir.
With the concrete trucks, cement trucks and such?
I don't own concrete trucks, but I got...
Construction? Well, you got your name on your trucks there?
Yeah, oh, yeah.
Well, listen, my wife, Sharon Jean, was out Monday, and one of your trucks come by the house, and she was stepping out towards the mailbox to get the mail out of it, and one of them fellas in that truck honked at her real loud.
Uh-huh.
And it caused her to have a little mess in her. She was dressing up in a Santa suit.
Right.
She was going to do a little Santa presentation for step-niece's little kindergarten class. She's going to play Santa Claus.
Yes, sir.
And it's a rented suit, and she made a mess in that thing from y'all honking at her.
Okay. And, do you know what was the purpose they honked at her? Or?
Well, I don't know. I guess they thought she kind of a big woman, and I guess they was coming. I don't know how cars was maybe parked on that side of the road, and they was having to kind of squish over to that other side. And she was out there and was trying to just get the mail, and I guess they thought that she was going to run out. And I mean, she ain't the size that you would just take off and, you know, go jogging
get
or nothing.
You're right.
Uh-huh. You know, she was just trying to step out there, and he, and it was loud, George.
Okay.
It was, you know, it was real loud, and she'd been taking fiber supplements for a while,
uh-huh.
and we've got some dry cleaning bills that I need to get took care of.
Uh-huh. Let me find out who's the one that was driving. What color of a truck was it, do you know?
I don't have no idea. I don't know. I have no idea. But she, like I said, I got $84 in dry cleaning bills because this weren't our Sandy seat, you understand.
Uh-huh.
We had to rent it.
Uh-huh.
There must be some iron or something in there because we can't get it out.
Uh-huh. Okay, where was this at? Or what
it was in
was
front
it?
Of our house on Monday.
It was Monday?
It was Monday.
Okay, Monday they worked.
Can I just come by there and get money, or do I need to get a check? Or because I need to, I got this already incurred on my account, and
right.
I done paid them, and I need my money. We got holiday bills and such, as you could understand.
Right.
So I need to come by there maybe today and get a check, or just I take cash.
Okay, where about do you live at?
I live here in Tulsa.
Well, I need to know what your address is.
What's your address?
I don't have an address.
Can you meet me somewhere and I could just get the money?
No.
I need $84. Well, it may just boil down to an ass whooping, George.
Well, I don't know. I'm ready for it.
How big a boy are you?
Well, I'm small, but I'm like a little jalapeno.
Yeah, it ain't nothing for me to whoop a smart ass's ass.
Yeah, well, that boat can always turn around on you.
Why don't I just meet you somewhere? We can square off, and I'll whoop your ass and then take $84 off of you.
Well, tell me where you want
to
meet.
Well, I don't know. It don't matter to me. Where to be a place that we could have like an open lot or a little square off place? Where are you right now?
I'm in Texas.
In Texas?
Yeah.
Bull butter.
Yeah, I'm in Texas.
I'm going to be on you like an egg-sucking dog. Don't try to run from me, George. I just want my $84.
I don't got no $84.
Well, it's your dadgum truck's fault. It honked at my wife and made her duke of your drawers.
Well, that's...
Hey, you got $84 worth of ass I can whoop?
Yeah.
I'll beat you like a rented mule, George.
Oh, I imagine you would.
I'll beat you on you like grease on a wedding dress.
Okay. Well, tell me where we can meet, then. We'll meet.
Why don't we just meet at Mark McSherry's house?
At who?
At Mark McSherry's house.
Mark McSherry's? I don't know who that is.
You don't know a Mark McSherry?
Who is this?
You do too. You ain't in Texas.
Texas.
Texas my ass.
Listen, I tell you what, the way she dumped her drawers, you could make a trail to Texas. We could dot the highway with it.
No.
George, this is Phil and Brent and Roy D. Mercer. Yeah, you listen, you caused my wife to make some figgy pudding in her drawers there. George.
Oh.
It was probably you. I was getting ready to get on you like you, I mean, go through you like evangelists go through hairspray, son.
Yeah, you got me. I've been there for a while.
You done run off to Texas.
Yeah, where are you in Texas there, George?
Yeah.
I ain't in Texas, man. I'm right here now.
You're in the dadgum time machine, man.
You got it.